Today, of course, is a very, very special day. And this is always on First Communion. I think we always need the help of the flock and the sheep and the pews to help us to realize just what an awesome and special day it is. Now, I need to do this delicately. I want to try to find the person who made their First Communion the longest ago. So our more mature, our elders and our wise ones, and maybe anybody know about what year they made their First Communion? A little bit further back? Edie, you want to? Yeah, go ahead. 1935, anybody before that? Isn't that awesome she remembers? Because it was such a special, awesome day of receiving Jesus for the first time. It's stuck in her mind. Anybody before 1935? Maybe nobody wants to admit it if there is somebody before 1935. Okay, and now I know, of course, for our First Communion family, some of you probably have relatives and friends maybe that came from pretty far away. Is anybody from out, if you could raise your hands, from outside of Ohio, if you're not from Ohio? Where are you all from? Michigan. So they came all the way from Michigan to be with us, and we let them in, too. We let them in. We're happy to have, sometimes when I've had a First Communion, people will come from Texas, from all over the place, but just reminding us of how awesome and how special a day it is. So now First Communion candidates, First Communion kids, why do you think this, can you help us also appreciate how special, or why this day is so special? Anything you want to help us remember? Or think about? This doesn't need to be a hard question, but. Yeah, you get to receive, so all of you get to receive the body and blood of Christ for the first time. Wow, that is really awesome. That's why it's so special. So maybe some of you were nervous today. Anybody excited? Was anybody excited? I hope people were excited. I was excited because it is such a special day. Now, you'll remember when you made your first reconciliation, we used a reading from the Gospels talking about Jesus as the Good Shepherd, and our reading today is a lot like that as well. Because when you talked about Jesus as a Good Shepherd, do you remember why that was connected to reconciliation? Of what Jesus does for us? Can anybody help me? Because sometimes we stray away because of our sins, because of the mistakes, the bad choices that we made. And Jesus is the shepherd, right? And he welcomes us back. He brings us back. And today, in our gospel, Jesus reminds us of that again. He reminds us that we need to listen to his voice. And he says, I come so that they might have life and might have life abundantly. Because when Jesus comes to us in communion at Mass, he comes to us through his body and blood, but we celebrate also when Jesus gave his life for us on the cross, when Jesus had the Last Supper and said, this is my body and this is my blood, and giving his life to us on the cross. We celebrate that same event today and every time we celebrate Mass. It wasn't just something that happened a long time ago. Jesus makes himself present again today. That's another reason why this day is so special, so awesome. Every time we come to Mass, heaven and earth meet. Think about that, how awesome that is. I can get chills when I think about that, but heaven and earth truly meet every time we celebrate Mass. Because what happens? We bring up, now you can help me a little bit more, but we bring up bread and wine, right? And what happens? What happens to the bread and wine? Why do we bring up bread and wine? Anybody know why? Why not water and Pepsi? Or rice or tortillas and Pepsi or something like that. But because what did Jesus use at the Last Supper? What did Jesus use at the Last Supper? What did he take? Jesus took bread and wine and said, this is my body and this is my blood. He changed the bread and the wine to his body and his blood. And then the next day on the cross, He gave us his body and blood by giving his life for us. And again, that is made present to us. Heaven and earth come together. So Jesus comes to us in a way, such a special way, that even though he's always with us, he's always present with us, he is never more present to us than he is when we come to Mass, and then when we receive him in communion. So we never come closer to heaven, on this side of heaven, than every time when we come to Mass. So it's something to always be excited about. And today you celebrate your first communion, but it's only your first communion. So every Sunday, times maybe when you come to a wedding, or times maybe if you come to Mass during the week, or whenever it might be, I want you to keep track of how many times you receive communion. So I want you to do that. And so hope, because that number will get really, really high. And it's every time we do that, Jesus tells us something. He tells us something very simple. Every time we receive communion, he says, I love you. That's what Jesus says when we receive communion. I love you. He's our shepherd. We listen to his voice in the readings. And then Jesus calls us to be his friends, and he calls us to follow after him. And the way that he shows us that friendship is that he gives us all of his love when we receive him in communion, when we receive his body and his blood, when we have that taste of heaven here on earth. And we gather here as a family. We gather here as the sheep of his flock. Because hopefully you had a lot of fun like learning together, especially this year. Did everybody in the class have fun learning about First Communion and reconciliation? Wasn't it neat that you were able to do this with 16 other kids, don't you think? Isn't it a lot more special than if you just did this by yourself and learned all this by yourself, don't you think? Isn't it a lot more special? And it's so special, too, that every time we gather for Mass, that we have our friends and our family, which is the church, which helps us to follow Jesus. It helps us to respond to his voice. It helps us to accept his love, to experience his love, and then it gives us the strength and encouragement that we need to live out that love in our lives each day. So today we give thanks for this awesome gift. We give thanks for God's love, because that's what we remember most today, and especially Jesus' love given to us through the Last Supper, through his gift on the cross, all of which helps him to come to us in Holy Communion, where he says, what does he say to us? I love you. I love you. And then Jesus says to us, he says, love one another as I have loved you. So we live our lives trying to love others, to worship Jesus every day, and then we come back together as his family every Sunday to receive him again, to be reminded of his love, so then we can share his love with the world.